What's good, family? This is your boy KJ with another hot podcast of Welcome to the Village. Real people, real families, real conversation, y'all. Dr. Sai, sir, my beat, please. Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your boy KJ. Tonight I'm in the village by myself, but not really. Uncle Red had to take care of some things, so it's all good. But I got the ND crew, so it's about to get wild and stupid. I got Big B, the Queen Neen, Drew Baby, and of course the 15 word assassin. What's good with y'all?
Hey,
yes,
what's
going on?
We're in the building.
Welcome. We are here.
That's what's up.
Does that make us official village idiots?
No. Village idiot, oh. You got to do some crazy shit to get on the village idiot, though.
Okay. I mean, we've been told. So.
Oh, yeah. Village idiot is the stories I find, I'm like, damn, like these people actually are alive and they're reproducing children.
We're aware of the segment. I'm just talking about our feedback has considered us to be village idiots, but, you know, we take that and roll with it.
No, everything is good. Everything is all gravy. It's all gravy. So folks, let's jump into this, all right? Let me ask this question here. Now, we've all heard the bullshit excuses from men and women why they cheat. But let me go ahead and throw it to you like this. Whoever wants to speak up first, but do y'all believe that cheating is something that you are born to do, like it's hereditary? Or is it something that you're taught to do, something that you believe is okay?
Mm-hmm. I think it's learned.
You think it's a learned behavior?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, can you tell me why you think it's a learned behavior, though?
I think it's a learned behavior because if you teach a child young on how to respect and be monogamous by setting an example or what have you, then they're not going to grow up thinking that it's okay to cheat on mom cheat on my wife or cheat on my husband. Mm-hmm. By any means necessary, you'll know that you need to work on it. You know, if you're married, it's through thick and thin,
better
or worse, definitely hard type thing. So I think it's learned.
Okay.
It's time and opportunity.
You think it's time and opportunity. You think it's also a taught behavior.
Exactly. It's, you know, I mean, when you look at what we have available for us on our lovely cable TV, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's pretty much what they show us, what they teach us, what they
people do what they say.
I mean, exactly. It's like,
especially when they get them scenarios, making it so easy.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's really glorified. You know, when you really think about it, it really is glorified. And if you want to take the whole TV aspect out of it, I mean, if you want to just deal with it person to person, you know, if one mate, whether it's the male or the female, gives the ample time and opportunity or reason to cheat. You know, a lot of times it's sort of human nature to take that. If you're lacking in a certain area, whether it's sexually, mentally, financially, what have you, mm-hmm. and you see that solution come along, and you know you can get that in, I think it's unfortunately learned behavior for it to be human nature to take that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let me
mail it in.
What's that?
Most times people mail it in instead of trying to fix the situation.
That's also true. That is also true. But let me throw it at you like this. Let's look at it from an aspect of, in America, I'm going to go ahead and say we're pretty crude and prude when it comes to sexuality. I think we're still very behind the times sexually. Like you look over in Europe, I mean, they have nude commercials. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We're nowhere near stuff. We're nowhere near that. So let me ask it. Let me bring it to this perspective. When you look at sexuality, marriage, the whole thing, there are many cultures, many religions where multiple wives is okay. So for them, is it a taught thing or is it just this is how it is? Like, it's hereditary. Like, you're kind of like inheriting the fact that you can have multiple wives and you don't know anything else. It's literally part of your mindset from day one. You know what I mean? Have you ever thought about it in that perspective?
Well, most of those religions, it's kind of like they're taught those things. And you have to be able to take care of both wives and afford, you know what I'm saying, just afford them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an income to take care of three wives.
Yeah, but at the same time, are they born, you know, not necessarily cheat, but are they born to have multiple women? If you look at it from that aspect, because when I look at, like, I have friends that are Mormons and, you know, they've had multiple women. You know what I mean? Or you look at sister wives or something like that. Like, that's actually becoming more normal nowadays. So that's why I'm asking, like, is it something that America is just not ready to accept? Or is it, I don't know, is it slowly being taught, but it's being taught in a negative light? You know, like the sneaking around, the, you know, the lying, the getting the extra cell phone and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I think in most of those cultures, it's, you know, you're, like you said, you're brought up to prepare yourself for those situations as mm-hmm. opposed to here, like you said, you lie, you manipulate, you know, situations to keep, you know, other relationships, families, children, or what have you, secret. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where, you know, I think that's where the difference lies, is that if you know that you're brought up and your religion says it, that it's acceptable or it's okay to have multiple spouses,
mm-hmm.
then usually those situations, you know, everyone works for the greater good, as opposed to when you're just being ratchet and you just have the chick on the side or the dude on the side. They're mm-hmm. serving a purpose, whether it be sexual, whether it be financial, whether it just be flat out greed,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
I think that's where the difference is, and that's where when it's found out about, that's where the hurt, the pain, and that sort of stuff comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also think it is, I think it can be a little bit of A, a little bit of B. You know, like I said, I believe that, you know, you can be taught, because, I mean, you got to think, you know, I grew up and, you know, not so much my father, but my uncles were kind of like, yo, sow your oats. I don't want to, don't be bringing one girl around here. You know, do what you do. You're young, have fun. And, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, I have two sons, and to me, it would seem crazy to teach them, you know, have multiple partners. You know, these STDs, these pregnancies are real. Like, you can't run away from those. You know what I mean? So, you know, on a personal level, like, I'm trying to teach my sons the right way. But in the same mindset, it's like, it's hard for me because this was ingrained in me. So, I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I just feel like when you have sons or daughters or what have you, I think parents are not specific when it comes to not, you better not bring just one girl around here, or you better not settle down or what have you. They don't tell you that you do have to pick and choose. You do have to be conscious of who you decide that you want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And if it takes you going on multiple dates, but that goes back to courting, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to have a couple of dates, a few dates, but that's what it is, a date, not your girlfriend, not somebody that you got a bone. You don't have to have sex with every woman that you run across.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole bringing, not having just one woman and you need to be out there and pretty much sow your wild oats, then that's what I feel like a lot of young black men because that's only people I dealt with, have that ingrained in them that they have to have multiple females. And then once they get older, then they can make the decision on whether they want to just deal with one person or, you know, pick out of however many they got and settle with that one. Instead of being able to pick and choose growing up what type of female that you want to deal with, what type of female you think is going to be beneficial to you in your future when you get older, what she can bring to the table, what, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's not, you know, specified in the grown-up conversation.
Yeah.
When it comes.
Yeah, I definitely think the teaching aspect, like when young men are taught, I definitely think is basically just a sexual thing. You know, mm-hmm. There's definitely mm-hmm. no emotional really into it. Like, if you really taught the emotional, like, I wish I was taught more of the emotional, I probably wouldn't have did half the things I did growing up. Like, I was a dirtbag. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, right. I was also that young guy that just basically didn't care. But then all of a sudden, what's that?
Say it's not so, KJ.
Man, I was a whore. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I was a whore.
I had such high expectations.
Oh, no, please don't. Please don't. Don't lie to yourself. But no, it's like, you know, you got to do your thing. And that's what I was taught. And now I'm gotten older and I got these boys I'm raising. And I'm just like, damn, like, do I tell them to, you know, to do the dating thing and just keep it real with a girl, or, you know, hey, just do you and do what makes you happy. And I'm trying to teach my son already, my little 5-year-old son, my God, he's got little girls chasing him already, right? And what he'll do is, you know, he'll run around and give all the other girls hugs, right? But he won't hug the one that loves him or is on him. And I'm like, yeah, that's a real player move already. I'm like, he's 5 years old,
right?
You know, and that's a real player move. I'm like, I didn't even teach him that, but I'm like, damn, mm-hmm. The kid didn't pick the game up. But here it is. It goes back to what, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, he's 5. I didn't teach him that. Is that already instilled in him? Or did he see it from somewhere else? And where did he see it? How is he seeing it?
I mean, I think in part, like I said, it's in, you know, the TV shows, even the kid TV shows. I watch some of them, you know, I have a 9-year-old daughter and I watch some of her programming. And, I mean, it's always some sort of love triangle situation. And I'm like, wait a minute, these are kids, what, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why is that their concern at this age?
In high school.
Right. And even before, even earlier than high school, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm in love with this person and that person, or this person, I'm in love with this person, that's but I like this person. Mm-hmm. Right.
That word is used so loosely.
And then it's always a scenario of, how can I juggle the two without getting caught, or how can I juggle the two without hurting someone's feelings or something?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think it's a learned behavior.
Okay.
I think we just need to teach them core value, you know. Tell them to have fun, but just teach them, you know, values on what to look for.
And spare the rotten, spoil the child. Beat these children, goddamn it. This is the perfect time for me to announce that I am starting a website called beatthechildren.com. I want you all to send all of your videos up. There's rules to the site now.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to come on camera and you have to explain why your child's about to get a beating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First rule.
And then you can't abuse. No abuse. No abuse can be allowed.
No fan belts or wires or shit like that. Like good old fashioned belts.
Now you can get the Hot Wheels racing, the plastic racing track for the Hot Wheels.
Damn.
That's still allowed.
That's back in the day. Yeah. That's the good old.
And for those of you that still have Super TV, Super TV cables are allowed. And just all you have to do is give a brief 2 minutes on why your child is getting a beating,
mm-hmm.
and then you go on and film and send it to us, and we will have it uploaded for you at beatthechildren.com. We're gonna fix children one at a time.
I can see the queen coming up with a jingle for that, like, yeah, whooping ass, whooping their ass, whooping ass, you know, just some wild off the wall shit.
Let's just hope his site works better than Obamacare's site.
Hey, you know what? I you know, off topic here, man. I don't agree with everything that the man does. You know, I like the concept of everyone having health care, but let's be realistic here, man. The logic behind that, I was like, damn, like, you should have known it had been umpteen billion people trying to sign up for this thing.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Like, that, you should have been a little more prepared for. That's all. That was my biggest complaint, you know?
I agree with 50% of what he's doing, and the exact 50% can be detected back to those dealing with Michelle.
Is she fine as hell? Ain't she?
Gonna be in the office, but another few years, Michelle. I still have a job.
Oh damn! but you got to compete. Like, yo, I was leader of the free world. Like, what you doing right now? It's rough, man. It's real.
Bitches with bonnets.
Damn it.
You're a freelance photographer.
Like, whatever works. If it works, go with it, man. If it works, run with it. So let me ask y'all another question here. Flat out. And I want everyone, especially want the ladies on this one. Men are a little different on this one. But ladies, first of all, is cheating forgivable? Come on, Queen. Come on, Drew, baby. Is cheating forgivable? Reach deep down inside.
Severity.
Dig deep.
Dig deep for it.
The severity of the crime.
Okay. Oh, crime. Damn. Okay.
It is a crime.
Okay.
Each situation is different.
Uh huh.
Like, each situation is different. I can't say that if my man was to cheat on me, I'm out. Because yeah. I don't, as far as time being invested, as far as the quality in the time that was invested, the cheating could have been a one night or what have you, where he was acting, you know, out of character. I hate that term.
He thought he was grown. Or,
huh?
He thought he was grown.
Yeah, when he thought he was grown, he had a little baby pass, and he thought he can, you know, act a fool. Or it could have been a thing where he could have been seeing this chick or what have you. I don't know. It just depends on the situation.
Okay.
So I wouldn't jump ship first, you know.
Yeah.
First, hey, you know, look, you cheated and I'm out.
Okay.
I mean, I think it is, though. Forgiveness is a choice.
Yeah.
So you have to choose whether you're going to forgive or not. So I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have something to say over there, B, don't you?
Yeah.
Look, my thing is, like, I'm right back with you, Drew. I mean, it depends on, I mean, it's just like the judicial system. It depends on the severity of the crime.
Okay.
Whether it's a misdemeanor or felony. You
know, you're right.
If you got in a crazy ass situation and shit happened, that I got to think about it. But if you fuck my brother, nigga, bitch, die.
He said, bitch, die.
Die in front of me. Can you make this happen in front of me?
Sound like the death penalty.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But wait a minute. It also depends on the actual, what is cheating to sign? Is cheating,
you know what?
Hugging? Is cheating kissing? Is cheating, but we already know cheating is screwing, but is it
emotional? Being
touchy-feely, emotional? Financial. I mean, it's too many aspects to texting, dick and punani pics. I mean, it could be, it gets so many levels of what that person.
I mean, I think if the text cheating. That you receive, the dick is bigger than mine, then that's cheating.
That's cheating.
And, I mean, that's
especially,
not a hard
you start crying, looking at the bitch and shit.
I'm an average nigga. I'm gonna be honest with you. My works good.
I keep them trimmed up right. Fuck that. Shit.
Drink it season.
The penis is long on the soul. Y'all gonna be mad.
Oh man, you ain't kidding. Like if you walking and you hitting your knee and you soft and you hitting your knee, it's a problem. Like you got, we got a real problem.
And there's three smack sounds. Bitch, you got to go.
Like I can't even fuck with you no more.
Or if it look like coiled rope in your sweatpants.
Okay, KJ, her slacks are 50.
Damn.
That was a good one.
Oh my god!
It just depends on what the cheat is.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, that's real talk. You know, I'm sure. You know. Nowadays, it's kind of new age. You got the texting. You know, and texting is a form of cheating. You sending dick pics, pussy pics, whatever. Right? That's a form of cheating because what you gonna do as a dude? Shit, keep it 100. You gonna go and beat your meat, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go in there and beat the meat like an Iraqi prisoner. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100. That's what you're going to end up doing with yourself.
Shout out XMXX.
Yes, sir.
So, last question for this here, for this part here. After all is said and done, let's just say, for argument's sake, you've forgiven. Is it ever forgettable?
Not at all.
No.
That's it. Close the door. I'm in the back of your mind. You always gonna remember. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Of course.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I forgive you, but I ain't gonna forget.
Okay.
Now it's up to that person whether they're gonna keep rehashing. Mm-hmm. If you say that you was gonna forgive me, if I forgave you, you forgave me. I don't feel like it needs to be reminded. I don't think if any situation comes up, you'd be like, yeah, remember last time? This is what happened when you know you shouldn't. Do that. If you're gonna do that, then y'all need to part ways.
Okay.
I mean, I feel that if you're not going to, I mean, I, of course, you can't forget. But my thing is, I mean, what's the point of going on if it's gonna stay in the forefront of your mind like that? I mean, the first second that there's a three car accident on my way home and I'm an hour late. Then you know you know I'm gonna say I'm fucking somebody and we're gonna be beefing on that.
You know, it depends on how far in the back.
Drew, you know I only last 10 minutes, so but that's enough time to fuck, wash my dick, and get back on the road. So
damn. Gonna, he said 10 minutes.
I don't fuck all night. I'm gonna get yours before I get mine.
Yeah, shit. Don't let me beat you to it, bitch, okay? You better get there first.
Mookie looks like he works out, so that's probably why he has that longevity, but that's another story. But look, it could be in the back. I mean, it's always something that you're going to remember. It's just, like I said, whether you're going to keep rehashing, you know, every time I'm a 5 minute late or, you know, I was going one place and then end up being somewhere else, you know, it's always going to be that.
Okay, no, so let's take it from this perspective here. For me personally, if it happened, for me, if I bring it up, it's a way for me to heal. You know what I mean? Like, I know it shouldn't be brought up if I say I forgive you, but if I bring it up, right, that means it still hurts me. So for me, my wife, my girl, whoever, she should be able to help me deal with it, right? Because sometimes you're going to have moments. You know what I mean? And eventually those moments will become less and less and less as long as she's doing the right things. And eventually you'll be like, you know what? It's for me, I'm not going to say you'll totally forget it, but you'll come to a point in your life where you may think about it in like a fleeting moment and then you keep it to yourself and keep it pushing, you know? But I think the person that cheats has to be able to help the other person heal. And if bringing it up and talking about it and trying to get more clarity helps, then I think it's okay. Now, if it becomes a drag out argument, like, yo, like you fucked this bitch back in 87. Like, wait, it's 2013. Like, come on, let's talk. You know, let's and you still getting mad angry about it, that's a different story. But if you cheated, let's say a couple of years ago and your spouse is like, yo, I just need clarity. Like, I have questions. You know, and sometimes they may say the same fucking questions 3 and 4 times. Like, in your mind, you're thinking, I already answered this shit. But if it helps them feel better, so be it. You know what I mean? And I don't know. That's just how I look at it. I mean, it could go either way, but that's one way that I look at it.
I can take it.
Well, I think they should be willing to fix the relationship and do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that over-explaining and over reassuring is only going to dig yourself a deeper hole.
Well, that's what counseling comes in.
Only, you can only do that shit for so long.
Yeah, right. 15 Word Assassin had it right. The counseling.
Right. The first day that you don't do it, they're going to say, oh, where were you with that bitch again?
What? And you know what? But that is possible, though. But that's right. Something in a relationship, that's something you got to be prepared for, especially if it's new. You know what I mean? Like, if it's some fresh wounds, like, you got to just be prepared. Like, if you really want to ride it out with this person, you're like, look, I get it. It happened. You know, it's going to come up. And like I said, eventually, you know, you're not going to bring it up anymore. And when you get to that point, if you really love that person, you'll look back and you know what? Y'all will be like, all right, we got through it. And there it is. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get where y'all are coming from, how bringing it up and over, it kind of like oversatisfies the person and re-strengthens, you know, the bullshit that happened. But for some people, it could be the exact opposite. They just need to hear why it happened. You know what I mean? And sometimes they may look at themselves and say, you know what? What am I not doing? You know what I mean?
Now for all the fellas out there, let me just give you a piece of advice. If y'all don't have it, go buy the movie Belly. And if y'all see how DMX handled the situation where he was accused of cheating, and he slammed his girl in the bed and he's like, I don't know no Keisha. He was just, that was the best fuck scene. I haven't seen pornos that were better fuck scenes than when he drilled that hooker. That hooker was in the fetal position and she had a blue hue about her after he finished drilling her ass.
True.
And she never accused him again. She was defending that nigga in public the next mm-hmm. week.
When he was walking with Keisha.
Right. He was walking with the bitch he was fucking. And she was like, I don't believe he's fucking you.
That's his cousin.
And that's the real funny part about that. She was sitting there glowing and glistening, covered up in baby oil, but she was defending his ass like a motherfucker. I was like, I'll be damned. Some good dick will make you do whatever, right?
That's another topic.
She said, that's another topic. It's like, I will stab you for this. Sure. I will cut your mama.
But you want to know what? I got a question.
What's
I was talking to my man, and he was like, do you guys feel that it's a difference? Because he said, excuse me, if he catches a woman cheating, it's over. It's done. Fuck her. I'm out. But on the other hand, if he was caught cheating, he would want forgiveness. He would want her to not break up with him. He wouldn't understand if she was to break up with him. So, do y'all feel like it's the same thing? Is it the same thing with y'all?
He been pimping since Pimpa been pimping. Goddamn right. It's double standards in this game.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's a double standard.
You know what, though? Okay, I'm going to say something that's going to be so... KJ, I'm sorry about your email account that's about to just blow the fuck up and get shut down. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say it. I don't give a fuck. You can direct that shit to me. To me, it's different because... the whole outer inner theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Us dudes, it's like, to us, it's an outer effect. It don't really mean that. But to have it happen to you, the nigga was inside of you.
B.
The nigga was where my children is going to fucking be housed. And
B. Say it like it is. Say it like
how
it is.
How do I know that nigga's sperm not going to accidentally make my baby's foot or something?
Look, just say it like it is, man. Say it like it is. Damn that, you and my pussy.
Hey,
fuck.
Okay, so
that.
KJ, I'm gonna flip this around on you real quick.
Man, please go ahead.
Because what? The world knows you married, right?
Oh yeah, happily married, two babies.
The entire village knows you married, right?
Oh yeah. two babies, happily married, man. The whole little three dogs, all that shit, you know.
Yes, white picket fence, white or black picket fence, or bronze, platinum.
So, yeah, something like that.
Okay, so here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Is all, and it's all in the same family.
Mm-hmm.
So is cheating in marriage the same as cheating in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship?
No. I think it's different. And let me tell you why I think it's different. In a marriage, you're invested. You know what I mean? I went before God, family, and friends and said, I will love and honor you for the rest of my days. Right? And mm-hmm. and it's another problem that I have with government. Like, why is government involved in marriage in the first place? You know, that's another problem that I have in itself. But, you know, I signed a contract, which is bullshit. And, you know, I signed a contract to say I will be with you and take care of you and do all these legal things because the government says I have to. But here it is, a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Like, yo, I mean, at worst case scenario, let's say they have some kids together. Let's say they live together. Like, y'all can still go y'all separate ways. You know, the chick can go file for, child support.
Story of my life.
You know what I'm saying? All that stuff, right? But a dude that's married? No, sir. No, this is an investment, man. Marriage is an investment. Don't get it fucked up. It's an investment. You're investing your time. You're investing your energy. You're investing your, I hate to say this, you're investing your money. It's an investment. You don't just go on all these, you know, all these, do these nice things for this person and they fuck you over and it's okay. No, ma'am. That's just not how it works. But like I say, marriage, investment. Boyfriend, girlfriend, it is an investment, but the ramifications of it all is you can walk away. There's no legal nothing holding y'all together. Leave.
That's why I always say that, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, y'all just break up and stop calling each other.
That's it. Lose my fucking number.
Marriage, you accidentally call your wife Anime Bulla.
Like, you come home, you know, you at breakfast one morning and you like, shit, these fucking motherfucking grits smell funny. Is that antifreeze? What the fuck is going on? Shit. I'm fucking to put antifreeze in the grits.
Eat the cake, Anime.
Yeah.
Try and get you up out of there.
Man. Like I said, I tell people, man, my first marriage, I was married to a young lady. I'm not going to, you know, talk bad about her, but she wasn't the one. And deep down, I knew it. She knew it. We got married anyway. Needless to say, 3 years later, the shit was fucked off, right? But I met Lady J, Chanel, my wife now. And the difference in the relationship, I actually felt invested in her. I actually felt like, yo, this is who you're supposed to be with. And I don't want to bring up race because, you know, interracial marriages, interracial relationships are beautiful. But first wife was an Asian woman. We didn't always connect on a family level. But when I got with Chanel, it was different, sure, man. She understood. It was just a different relationship. And I'm not putting down, you know, relationships that, you know, one person's black, one person's white or Asian or Mexican, whatever. Man, do you. If you happy, I'm happy for you. But I'm just speaking for me personally. That's just what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, my relationship is digital. So, you know, it's all good.
Digital? What you mean digital?
Shout out that 7.04 upgrade on the iPad.
Wow. We talking about some Pornhub, some RedTube? What you talking about?
HD.
Thank you.
Shit. X videos.
Any lie to get out the house. It works.
Damn.
I gotta go to work.
You hate him.
You hate him? I hate him.
Oh shit.
KJ, let me tell you something. Me and her used to be on the same page until this this Negro KGB came along.
Don't do it.
The shit been real different ever since.
Don't do it. No, you know it hasn't. No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No,
what,
it hasn't.
What's KGB?
KGB is the initials that they gave my man.
Yeah. Mm. It's ugly.
It is.
We
not.
Used to be such a tight knit unit in here.
We are. I see, because I'm the baby of the bunch.
Uh-huh.
I don't get included in a lot of the fun stivities, and I said fun stivities. So, therefore, because I react in such a way that now I am slipping because of my man. But that's so not true.
What's that, B? What's that? I'm sorry. Say that again, B.
Laundry.
Say it again, B, because you over there whispering. You can go ahead and say it. We in the village, man. Fucking say it. As a matter of fact, when I cut the show, I'll make sure to send emails out to anybody you need me to send an email to. Check the anonymous. Check this shit out and keep it pushing.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit. You ain't gotta play games over here, partner. Hell nah. I'm
trying to get that dude to come up missing so we can get back to our show.
Damn.
It's serious over here.
Shit. Do me a favor, man. Plug your Twitter so everyone knows who you are. So they can go directly to you for that. Shit.
Right. Yeah.
Nah.
I am your man, Big B. You can get me at Indie Chubby.
There you go.
Indie Chubby. Yeah.
At
Indie
Chubby.
Find me there.
That's it. There it is. All right, folks. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to do Knee Jerk Reaction Village. I'm going to get the In Deep crew, get their thoughts on this topic I am dying to ask. Village gone.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. Come home early. stay out all night long.
We are back. It's your boy KJ. Got the crew from the In Deep Show. Big B, Queen Neen, Drew Baby, and of course the 15 Word Assassin. It's about that time, y'all. Let's go ahead and jump into some knee-jerk reaction. So tonight's topic of knee-jerk reaction, let's talk about the typhoon in the Philippines, okay? Tragedy, nonetheless. But here's my question. Does the U.S. have a responsibility to help, or are we overstepping our boundaries yet again?
I think we do it because we try to be a compassionate country, but I mean, we just always sticking our nose in somebody else's business.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have no problem with it.
I think we should send them, we should partner with HP and Apple. And send them some laptops and tablets so they can sign up for Obamacare eventually.
I think that we should stop trying to save
a hoe
and captain save the people in our own country.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
A lot of their last names.
Oh, you're right.
I feel a yang, a one, whatever.
But I think we spend too much time trying to go abroad and save all these people when we need saving in arm's reach.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You spending too much time being Captain Save a Foe.
Right. Foes, right. Because what they do for us, well.
Yeah, and you know what? I kind of
curry is me.
you ain't shit. You ain't shit for that, boy. you ain't shit. but real talk though, man. Like I look at it and I'm just like, you know, I feel for these people. I got really good people that I call family that are Filipino. You know, they got family in the island. You know what I mean? And it's like, I get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, the U.S. is kind of like the police of the fucking world. But here it is. We
Thanks for making me feel like shit, KJ.
What's up?
Thanks for making me feel like shit.
It's all good.
Shout out to all KJ's family and friends over in the Philippines.
The views of the right Indie now. Show crew.
but here it is, though. Like, if you really think about it, man, it's like, damn, like, we're at a point in our own personal history where our economy is not the fucking best, you know? So who are we to be like, yo, we're going to send money and aid to help you? Like, they're sending carriers over there. Like, I was in the Navy, so, you know, when the whole East Timor thing happened, I went to and helped with that. And it was like, at the time, you don't realize how much money it cost. But when you go to these places, man, the fuel alone costs money. And then you're taking supplies, personnel, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, damn, it's like, at what point do we just look in the mirror and say, you know what, let's get our shit corrected first, and then we'll be able to help other people. And that's what I think what bothers me a little bit. But like I said, I get it. You know what I mean? I get why we do it. I just don't like the whole premise of helping others. And we got people here fucking sitting on the street corners, you know. We got people that can't afford to feed their kids. We got people that are robbing the milkman just to give their baby a bottle of milk for the week. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. That's a crazy concept to me. I don't know. Go ahead and say it. Because I know you want to go deep on it.
I concur, like everything you just said. I concur, except that I after a while, I stopped getting it. Like, how many more tragedies are we gonna have? So called tragedies, and that's something else. Another show. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna have in the U.S. before we decide? Okay, look, we need to start focusing on our children instead of our foster kids and our adopted kids. You know what I'm saying? Let's focus on our babies here. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand that whole... I mean, I don't understand it. You got countries out there that got way more money than us, and we steadily trying to give.
We owe them.
And we owe them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't...
What do we get for $10? Everything you want.
You ain't right. Oh, man.
You
ain't shit.
Stippling for your ass right there.
Oh my gosh.
He's letting them know, though. Shit, this is where you stand.
I cannot with him.
Oh, man. So let's move on to let's move on to the next knee-jerk reaction topic here. The new Pope. The new Pope, man. His stance on everything. I mean, fucking gay rights. Just a whole deal, man. I look at this dude and I'm thinking to myself, it's been a long time coming. But here it is. A lot of people are like, fuck him. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to judge him all the way because, you know, he took, what is it, the house that he lives in. I guess the Pope gets a house or some shit. I don't know, right? Either way, the house costs like $40 million, right? He took that fucking house and turned it into a soup kitchen.
Did you say the Pope or the pimp?
He said the Pope or the pimp.
What kind of suit they got coming out of $40 million?
but real talk though, man. Yeah, he turned it into a soup kitchen. Like, I don't know how to judge this dude. He, like, the next Pope's gonna be pissed off. Like, yo, I lost my fucking crib.
Seriously, the next Pope is gonna be looking at him like Barack was looking at Bush, like, look at this shit.
You just left me.
I got to come behind you.
No, you cannot sleep over.
Yeah, damn.
Got me. Mess around, be like, you get out.
Got me in a fucking soup kitchen, scooping out meals and whatnot, and I'm just trying to live healthy.
I can dig it, though.
Is that progressive commercials is being shot at?
The progressive. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Y'all ain't shit. Oh man, y'all ain't shit though, man. I don't know. Like I said, man, I'm looking at this dude, and I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how to judge. Like, I can look at him and be like, he's doing the right thing, but at what cost? You know? And I know the truth of the matter is, it doesn't really affect us. It doesn't. America is not really affected by what they do, but he does have an influence in America because there are millions upon millions of Catholics here. So I don't know. Like, are people going to eventually start really following this lead of, you know, stop hating the person, hate the sin? You know what I mean? Like, in regards to, let's say, homosexuality, right? You know, I've always been taught, you know, hate the sin, not the sinner. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, to me, he's teaching that lesson, and that's what I'm really looking at. I'm just really thinking, like, if we can really, as a culture, as a society, if we can jump on board and buy into what he's saying, I think we'd be better off. I don't know. What y'all think?
I think the same thing. Like, yeah. I mean, this is the first time that Pope never rolled with the whole bulletproof thingamajiggy when he goes through the town or what have you. Yeah, like, that's serious, because Popes are targets to a lot of people who are irritated and angry with him, with them. And he showed, like, look, I'm here to help y'all. I'm here for y'all, and I'm gonna ride this shit out.
He's not as uptight as the guy from the
Royal
Preachers of LSU.
You stupid. He's also a little younger, and he's a little wicked. He's here. He's not from the old
country.
Popin.
The old Popin. The old Popin. The old Popin. What was you saying, B?
Shut up.
I'm already going to hell. I'm going to leave that.
Especially like and Drew Baby coming with you. She's talking about the old Popin. Like, huh? What you mean the old Popin? This ain't, what?
Old school of Popin.
The old school of Popin.
He went to Howard University School of Divinity and
Oh, y'all wild for that one. Hell no.
Y'all wild. Remember his first soup kitchen.
Look. I'm still laughing at the school of Popin. God damn, boy. Oh, y'all ain't shit for that, boy.
Take her back to San Diego with
Shut
y'all.
Shout out to everybody in SD, right?
I'm so in taking a level of ratchetness that is unbelievable.
Don't do it.
Feel free to bring the village down.
Burning the village down? Shit. Got the gasoline soaked drawers on right now. It's all fucked up. So let me do this one last knee jerk reaction here. Y'all heard about the Toronto mayor?
Have we ever?
Yo, and real talk.
Let you know you're hitting the sore spot right about now.
Oh, word!
You can't talk to DC. You can't talk to DC people about fucked up man.
Crack that man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but he smoked crack cocaine, right?
Mm-hmm.
He smoked crack cocaine, but he still's doing his fucking job. I don't know. I say let his ass ride out. Fuck it.
Hey,
Barry did the same thing.
We are, look, DC is proof that shit can work. Let him cook. Let him do what he's doing.
Exactly.
When you really think about it, I mean, okay, he's the mayor. And I mean, think of a nigga that work at McDonald's. Nigga work at McDonald's, smoke some crack, take your order better. And don't fuck your order out. You know what I'm saying?
So, go with it.
Let that man smoke and ease his mind, and he can get the budget settled.
But don't let him smoke and drink. See, he was caught on tape because he was in a he smoked crack in his drunken stupor.
Crack and alcoholism only go bad when you insert females.
Oh. No, he needed to insert females. he needed to insert a female, he wouldn't have been so angry on that tape.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Hey, look at Mary Bright. What's the famous line?
That bitch set me up.
Uh-huh. That bitch set me up.
But she didn't give him none. See, he would have been all right if she would have gave him some.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been like, damn, it's fucked up. Versus that bitch set me up.
Yep. You know, everything, once a vagina has been exchanged, everything seems to be a little different.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Once that vagina transaction has went down, everything is old fucking K at that point.
Exactly.
She had.
Don't have any energy to be upset.
Exactly. She done went from bitch to damn girl. Like that.
It's fucked up.
She had. You gotta get a nigga like that.
No offense to our sisters, but the better part of me just will not feel that there's not a sister involved in this scandal somewhere. That's just my personal.
You think so?
You talking about Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Somewhere, if you dig far enough back, there's going to be a sister involved.
Damn, maybe dog.
She just didn't make it on the camera.
She's in the background.
Right.
Like I told you, girl.
Maybe if you pan down or something.
Oh, you should have seen the spoof they did on Saturday Night Live. That was kind of funny.
what's the big dude from
Kanan?
No, what's the big dude? Big man and a little jacket. What's the dude's name? From Black Sheep. Remember that movie Black Sheep?
No, I don't remember Harley? That one.
Was it him?
Yeah. Chris Holly, right?
Was he the one playing?
Kind of died.
You're right.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Perfect. That's the first thing you see when you look at him.
Exactly.
Especially when you see him on the tape going off.
Right.
He looks just like him.
He looks just like that. That's exactly what I thought.
Like.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want to say a personal thank you and shout out to Canada and Chanel and all them for making DC just look a little bit better. You know what I'm saying?
Like real talk, like man, we do look a hair better than, you know, well, Canada is looking worse than us right now. Like people are still remembering, you know, Barry and everything like that, but it's like shit. But here it is though, like I say, the dude is still balancing the budget, running the fucking city, doing what he got to do, and he's to smoke a little crack.
I say leave him alone, man.
Yeah, leave
that's
him
what
alone,
I say. Bro. I say let that motherfucker, like you said, let him cook. Just don't cook that shit in the house, man. You fuck around and blow something up, but let him cook.
Right.
That's the problem right there. He been cooking.
Man.
How recent was this footage of him? Is it recent or is it something that just came out? Was it really recent though? Like within?
Now that I don't know. I just been hearing about it on social media sites. You know, people like to talk shit. You know what I mean? And I was reading up on it. And I'm like, yo, he's smoking crack, but he's still the mayor. And everyone is asking him to step down. He's like, fuck y'all, I'm still doing a good job. Shit, y'all step down.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
Don't hate on me because I can smoke crack and drink and still do my job. Don't hate.
Right.
I think they should just go all the way and just elect a co-mayor, Wiener, and just have two of them handle shit up there.
Man, that's definitely going to mess something up. Him with the crack, Wiener with the hose.
Yeah, because Wiener's going to record him smoking the crack and he's going to post it on Instagram. Yeah.
And then Wiener go whip his cock out and be like, you know you want this.
Comparing the pipe and the cock.
Exactly. You know you want this.
Right.
Wiener might be like Terrence Howard on The Best Man.
Don't say nothing about that. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. Man, don't ruin it. My wife just saw it last night, actually. So now I got to go
home.
Did she
say something about, did she cry or something? Did she say that?
Nah, you know what?
She
went to like the 11 o'clock show on the West Coast. So for me, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. So needless to say, you better not call me. You better not. I love you, but you can get a couple of curse words at 2 o'clock in the morning. Unless it's an emergency, fuck all that. I'm definitely going to check that out.
Great. This week. I'm gonna do it by myself probably. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want nobody seeing you cry. I get it. It's all good, girl.
No, I'll cry. I could cry.
I'm gonna let you know, seriously. I'm 6'8", 345, 100% nigga. I'm good with mine. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, I welled up like a motherfucker. That shit was touching.
Oh, what word?
Yeah, that shit had. I'm gonna tell you, there's a legit 5 or 6 scenes in there that's gonna pull it out you. Mm. I don't care if you just got out of Leavenworth for triple murder. You crying on this one?
Damn. Hey, I can respect it, man. I can. So yeah, so with that, Village, knee-jerk reaction. It's always good to have the right people. Definitely was good. We're going to take one more quick break. We're going to come back. And guess what, folks? It's time for the Village fucking idiot. Village.
That's the IDS curve.
With the IDS. That's right. In deep, baby. Village gone.
And you won't believe the things I see. From the ghetto, straight up, I'ma make it out, man. Yo, Father forgive, we all trying to survive where we live. I'd rather feed the homeless, take time and talk to the kids. Show them life ain't no walk in the bridge. Damn, as hard as it is, when I be dreaming, I be talking to big. In my hood, it ain't no yellow brick road. You hear the shots echo, sneakers hanging from a telephone pole. In my ghetto, ain't no rainbow or pots of gold. But there was love from the family when times are cold. I seen and analyzed the world from my project roof, and seen the hope in the eyes of a troubled youth. A good kid, but kept a burner in this bubble goose. A motherless child lost in these streets loose. In the mortal words array, these are rainy days. My man got popped at an early age. His college run saved, flipped into his early grave. They say the good are young, we're headed for them pearly gates. Straight up, man. I see your true colors.
I can see through you, man.
That's why I love you.
I know you ain't really like that. Wasn't meant to be. Two people from two different worlds. We wasn't meant to be. It must have been fate you were sent to me. We'll make it through these hard times eventually. The stand and fight. Walk by faith and not by sight. We're all the same color when you turn out the lights. I take the sunshine with the pain. Grandma Sarah got sad, that's when it rains. No fridge, kept the food on the window pane. We all breathe the same air, so we all the same. I'm trapped in a ghetto maze trying to make it out. If you don't know me, don't judge me, what you talking about? I'm bothered by the boulevard of the broken dreams. Single mothers, y'all my heroes, y'all my queens. To get my moms out the hood, that's my hope and dreams. To raise my son to be a soldier by any means.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. See your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. See your true
back. We are back. I got the In Deep show with us, Big B, Queen Knee, Drew Baby, and of course the 15 word assassin. It's everybody's favorite time of the show. it's time for the village fucking idiot. This is where ignorance is bliss and it is rewarded. Let's go get into it. So first story here. We all know that social media can set you up for failure. Am I right or am I wrong here, folks?
You are so right.
Okay. So, fugitive captured after commenting on own wanted photo.
Wow. No, you didn't.
Holy shit. That nigga look like me.
That sound like Marcus Doc Robin.
Oh, man.
What was this at?
Let me read some of this here. Nicholas Eamon commented Thursday on a story about his fugitive status, saying he was not the dangerous criminal they've made him out to be. A New Hampshire fugitive who was considered armed and dangerous was arrested Friday. Members of the U.S. Marshals New Hampshire Joint Fugitive Task Force and the Maine Violent Offenders Task Force arrested Nicholas Eamon early Friday morning in Somersworth. Eamon, 27, with last known address in both Maine and New Hampshire, was sought on an outstanding arrest warrant issued by the U.S. District Court in Portland, Maine, for a supervised release violation stemming from original conviction and sentences, felonies, possession of firearms, but he's not dangerous, right? As part of the U.S. Marshals fugitive investigation, Eamon was aired as the fugitive of the week on Patch WTPL FM. And basically, he basically commented on his own shit. God, you stupid. Are you just flat out dumb?
Yeah, that was one stupid bastard. Wow.
That was
tight. Did he like it? Social
wow.
media?
Wow.
I wonder what his comment was. Can y'all guess what his comment was?
I'm not the person y'all made me out to be.
Okay, so according to Deadspin, before his arrest, Eamon commented on a story about himself posted on the WMR TV Facebook page. He was on fucking Facebook. In his comment posted Thursday afternoon, Eamon, using the screen name Sin Demon, but you're not violent, said he was neither armed and dangerous, nor the dangerous criminal they've made me out to be. So what if I am the devil? I'm not a threat. I never harmed a single person. That's all that should matter, he continued.
I think when you say I never harmed a single person, it's sort of a loaded statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I shoot 14 people, I didn't harm a single person. I harmed 14 people.
Yeah. Ooh.
And that's the worst. Like, I mean, you know, social media is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be like, shit, you catching criminals with social media now. But what makes it worse is this motherfucker's told on himself.
Right.
That's the part that fucks me up.
Social media is entertainment. And that was entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was like, he probably was just reading it. Was like, hold on,
that ain't me. That's defamation.
Defamation of character.
Right there.
Shit, just because I said I'm the devil don't mean I'm mean. Like, hold on. I mean, I know I got these weapon charges, but damn.
That's my biggest downfall. I could probably see myself falling for the same shit.
Don't say that.
Some shit, man. I see some shit written about me, and I just pick up the closest device and get to typing. Like, nah, you got it all wrong. I ain't beat them kids.
I beat a kid.
It was just the one.
Man,
like, I ain't beat them damn kids. I told Tito to leave Michael some syrup. Shit.
I beat them kids a lot, though.
Oh, man. I just can't. I can't imagine. Like, if I was a fucking criminal, like, you wouldn't. Hell nah. You wouldn't find me, and you damn sure not gonna find me on fucking Facebook.
Right. I would still have a StarTAC cell phone, flip joint. you're not finding me on Facebook. What?
I wouldn't be nowhere near social media.
I wouldn't be nowhere near a fucking computer.
Right.
Let alone a cell phone, anything else.
And it probably has a little GPS locator, you know, when you when you type in.
Right. Like when you update your status, it says,
right.
Updated from Baltimore, Maryland. You know, like it tells the fucking hotel that I'm at.
Right.
From Northeastern Nursery.
Hell nah.
Oh,
God. That is some crazy shit. Okay. And this next story, Village, this next story just hits home. Trio accused of robbing delivery driver of chicken wings arrested.
They had to been there.
Yeah.
You know it.
That's damn it.
Fucking lower. Lower in the standards of our race daily.
Was it already prepared? Was they able to snatch and eat? Or did they have to snatch, prepare, then eat?
Oh man. Hold up here. This is fucking nuts. Okay, so it may have been some, I don't know where Denora, Pennsylvania is at, but it's like it may be some white kids, actually. Let me read this a little bit. Police have arrested three suspects accused of robbing a pizza delivery driver of chicken wings Tuesday night in Denora. According to police, the incident was reported just before 10 p.m. on Short Street. Hal Perry, who worked for Italian Pizza Village in Belle Vernon, told police he was approached by three men who demanded money.
Three men.
Uh-huh.
One named Michael Vick, one named Deshaun Jackson,
and Brian
Williams. Holy shit. It's bad enough that Negro was fighting dogs, but now he gotta be robbing niggas of pizza and wings too? Oh, damn. Okay, so yeah. The gentleman goes on to say, I went to an address that looked legitimate to me. I got out of the vehicle and three of them came around the corner. One of them walked behind me and I knew something was wrong. Then one grabbed the wings. One went over to the van and one tried going through my pockets, Perry said. Perry told detectives that one of the men searched his pants pockets and one searched the vehicle for money. He said the men took off with chicken wings valued at $18.
What am I going to say? Only less than 20 wings. Because at the carryout, 10 wings is $9.95.
Oh. he didn't even get a full dub worth of chicken.
It was a meal for that night. For that moment.
Yeah, you know what? That sounds like some niggas, man. I don't know. He couldn't identify him, but that sounds like some niggas. That just sounds like some niggas right there, straight up.
That's right. And then
it was all dressed like the Chick-fil-A cows.
Now, one of them had a Colonel Sanders joint. The other one.
Eat more chicken. Oh, that's the worst, man. Like, if you're going to rob, I'm thinking they stole, like, you know, they ordered the family tray or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas just stole the regular meal.
Right.
And then they beat the nigga because the order was wrong. Nigga, I ordered the chicken piece.
You ain't order shit.
And where the fuck is my ranch and celery?
And I bet that dude was like, man, I ain't dying for these fucking wings. Like, if you can say, yeah, Mr. Officer, yeah, it was $18 worth of wings. Like, if you can give an exact price of wings, it wasn't worth it.
Right. Exactly.
Shit.
He knew exactly what was coming out of his check. That's how he knew what number to give
him. I'll give them $80 worth of wings. You can have them bitches.
Mm-hmm. Right. I wouldn't either. Like, y'all could have ordered a full fucking meal and, you know, the family tray, all that shit, I'd have walked away from the fucking car. The hell?
Take it, right. Take it.
Mm-hmm.
You niggas need some napkins?
Right. Yep. Nigga, get me.
Shit, hit my
work down around back.
You know, like, y'all need me to go get you a six pack? What? You know, can I come too? Shit. I'm not even messing around with y'all. Like, how thirsty and hungry you gotta be to go and rob a nigga $18 worth of chicken wings and pizza? Like, the whole meal was
$40.
Divide 40 by.
You'd have been better off just robbing an average nigga and emptying his wallet to go home and order your food and pay for it.
And see, that's why I got mixed reviews on this, man, because this sound like some drunk, high white kid shit, but at the same time, depending on the neighborhood, it could have been some nigga shit too. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a toss up.
I'm going with nigga shit.
Because Brian knows his neighborhood.
I mean, chicken. Come on.
But you know what?
White people get blamed for two things, chicken and watermelon.
Yeah.
But you know what? The white folks love their chicken too, man.
Yeah.
White folks love their chicken.
Their chicken just don't taste like chicken.
They like their chicken dried up.
No, their chicken tastes like chicken, right? It don't have no flavor. It's just chicken.
Like it tastes like meat. Flesh.
Chicken meat. It ain't even fried chicken. It's chicken meat.
Tastes like cooked flesh. But you know what, though? I can't say that's 100% accurate, man, because Red can throw down. Red is one dude. He can throw down in the kitchen.
Where'd he grow up at?
You know, Red, I think Red was born, I want to say, in Minnesota. But he grew up in, like, Compton, Watts, places
around niggas.
So, yeah. He's a light-skinned nigga. So, you know, he's had a different experience growing up. But, man, yeah, that's my boy, man. That's my family right there, me and him. But,
you crazy. Oh, fuck.
Right. What's up?
He said, what set you claiming? He said, both of them.
That's it. Like, whatever you need me to play, get the fuck out of here. How about that?
Right.
Yeah, I remember that shit back in the day. That gang shit, like what you set you claim, you better say the right shit. And that was the end of it. You went to the wrong neighborhood, ran the wrong colors, that's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Yeah, I gotta say IDK. I don't know.
Like, I don't know who I'm with. Just don't fuck me up. Shit. Oh, man. All right, so let's move on to this next story here. Man arrested for impersonating cop to get discount on donuts.
Wow. You know what? You guys have a good night.
Like, I gotta go home on that note. Like, this is...
God. Krispy Kreme. At least...
and guess where the story came from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
No, nope, you know where. Florida.
Stand your ground on donuts.
You gotta stand your ground on donuts now too. Yeah. Oh man, that's the worst. So yeah, Pasco County Sheriff deputies arrested a man last week after he allegedly attempted a daring heist. Deputies say 48-year-old Charles Chuck Berry.
Okay.
The irony.
Another strike.
He went to the drive-thru of the Trinity Dunkin' Donuts, identified himself as law enforcement, and then proceeded to demand a discount for donuts. Smelling a rat, the clerk refused, drawing ire from the hungry impersonator, who allegedly held up a gun still in his holster and said, "See, I'm a cop." That's the perfect soundbite.
Chuck Berry.
My man, Chuck Berry. Oh, shit. Music royalties just wasn't coming up for Chuck, huh?
Did he do it by gunpoint?
He did it by gunpoint.
But if you're a police officer, why do you have to make Why don't you flash your badge?
Yo, wouldn't you flash the badge first?
Yeah, exactly. Then when they want to give it a discount, then you ask for folio.
I just want one thing.
And that's what makes it worse. Like, you couldn't think, oh, well, shit, let me go ahead and flip out this plastic badge. Maybe it'll work. Nah, you go ahead and pull your pea shooter out. Damn, dog.
Right. You really gonna get your donuts there, huh?
We get a dozen of powder. There you go.
That's the worst, man. I partially feel bad for him, man. Like, I like a fat pill every now and again too. You know, I enjoy the donut, but I'm not gonna pull out a gun if I can't get a discount. Like, I just go to another store. Fuck it. You know, I go around the corner to Susie's. Like, shit, she'll give me the donut holes 10 for a dollar.
That must have been a crazy discount.
Must have been. Like, she must have been hooking up the cops for free or something. Hell, I don't know. So anyways, here, let's roll to the last one. The last one is kind of tragic, and at the same time, a little bit of justice here. Let's go ahead and do this here. This see, yep. So Al Qaeda, we all know that they, you know, do their bullshit. Al Qaeda linked Syrian rebels accidentally beheaded one of their own.
Friendly fire.
Casualty of war.
Alleged. You know how we get to alter news.
Yeah.
And they say,
Shot fired, KJ.
And that's the crazy part. I'm just sitting here reading through this. I'm just like, man, you know, like, damn, like, you couldn't tell who your folks were? Like, I'm sure the motherfucker, I'm sure the dude that saw the video, he was like, wait, that's my cousin.
Right. You know, they always announcing the whole jihad stuff. I know he did something to let him know that I'm one of you.
He probably ain't have a turban on his head.
Yeah, that's all bad. So let me read a little bit of this one here. It says, Al Qaeda linked Syrian rebels apologize for decapitating one of their allied fighters by accident and asking for understanding and forgiveness. Huh. Mm. A video.
What did they understand?
Yeah, like, can y'all let this one just ride out?
Don't care nobody.
Don't. My yeah, bad. Even though we posted the video online for the rest of the world to see. Can we call it a wash?
The sad thing about it is, I mean, how did that shit sound like when it was going down, when the actual decapitation was going down?
Shit. Oh, I really gotta invest in some sound bites, cause y'all motherfuckers just own one, man. Oh man. But it says a video of the decapitation posted online shows members of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria and al-Sham holding a decapitated head in the air and denouncing the victim for fighting for the sworn enemy, Bashar Assad. After the video went live, fighters from Ahrar al-Sham, a Sunni Islamic rebel group, recognized the severed head in the video. Oh.
That's my man right there.
Or he with us.
Yo, I bet you they was real like, yo, ain't that your dude?
Right. See, the fucked up thing was, if there was like a meeting before, Uh-huh. And they was like, all right, y'all, I need y'all to go out and get this dude, right? He been fucking up. I need you to get him. And dude just comes back like geese, like, I got him, y'all. I got him. Head in a motherfucking sack, and he pull it out. He's like, nah, nigga, that's my brother.
Oh, my sister going to be very, very angry. You know, you cut the wrong nigga head off. How do you cut the wrong nigga head off, man? That's like going to the hospital and they add a titty to a dude. Like, hold on, man. You can't do that.
Just or extra mad.
Something. That's crazy. Like, shit, y'all ain't got y'all people fucking organized to where you ain't cutting up the wrong motherfucker's head?
They too antsy. They too hype. They ready to go kill. So I guess that's what happened. That's not funny, though, in real life.
It ain't funny in real life, but shit, better one of theirs than ours. Fuck all that.
Yeah, no doubt. High five, internet.
Shit. That's it. Up top, psh, holla. and here's the icing on the cake. In a statement, ISIS, and ISIS stands for whatever this Islamic group is. They have a spokesperson. The terrorists have a spokesperson. This is how you know we've come up in the world. In a statement, ISIS spokesperson cited a story in which Muhammad said Allah forgives a man who mistakenly kills someone. Well, then we're all good.
That's what they PR. That's what they PR people put out.
Yeah, that's what they PR people put out.
Good God. That shit read like a conversation on the corner in the hood. ISIS said that Muhammad and them had said that it's all good. Don't even worry about it. He's gonna let this one slide.
But and that's what makes the shit worse, man. That's what makes it worse. It's like y'all just cut the wrong nigga's head off, but y'all have a spokesperson for the fucking terrorist group.
Right. That's what's
up. How does that work? Hey.
And the spokesperson's ISIS. That sounds like the bitch that didn't make it at the spoken word club.
That lets you know we came a long way
for a new job. Uh-huh.
And it's just hard for me to swallow that. Like, okay, you cut somebody's head off, I get it, but you got a fucking spokesperson to say like we fucked up. I don't know. That's the realness of it all. But anyways, though, Village, you've heard the stories. Village Idiot, always wild, crazy as usual. In Deep Show, Big B, Queen, Drew Baby, 15 Word Assassin. Y'all please plug everything associated with y'all's show, Twitter, everything like that. Let them know where they can listen to y'all and, you know, how they can get a hold of y'all, get in contact.
No doubt. Well, first off the bat, I am your man, Big B. Y'all can find me at In Deep Show B, at In Deep Show B on Twitter. And y'all can hit up the show at, where did I get the show at? Stitcher, yeah. Stitcher, Podbean.
iTunes.
Podbay. Yeah, Podbay, all that. Just type in Google, In Deep Show. We'll be the first couple of searches that come up. And check us out and find us there. And I think that's... email is indeepshow@yahoo.com. Yep. So if y'all want to send some shit, don't hit my man KJ up. He doing some shit. He busy right now, y'all. If you want to complain about this show because of us, hit us up about that. Because it was all ratchet asses that did it.
Here I am contributing.
If you want to get a 15 word assassin, you can get with me at the In Deep Show 215.
Okay.
On Twitter.
All right. If you want to get at Drew Baby, it's In Deep Baby on Twitter. Also, I do a segment on the show called The Un. And that's for undiscovered, underrated, underground artists. And if you have any artists that want to be featured on the show, you can send me an email at ids.theun@gmail.com. That is ids.theun@gmail.com. And go from there.
And if you just want to know, like, in general, sites that I frequent, you can just go to www.xnxx.com, and you might see me in the chat.
Jeez.
Oh, probably that was supposed to be right, but okay. The way she said that, boy, allbad.com right there. She was like, oh, gosh. Fuck.
Right, we cannot let him out too much.
I love it, though. I love it. I love it. I do.
But we gotta let him out.
Every night, right. let him get some fresh air.
KJ, can I say one more thing? I don't know.
Yeah, please do. Please, go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know if you've been abreast as to what's been going on in the podcast atmosphere. But you are familiar with the Black Astronauts, right?
Oh, yes, I am. Love that show.
Okay. And you're familiar with Mr. Moody, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, well, see, we have a little problem going on right now. And let me just get you up to speed and your listeners up to speed, because we need all the backing that we can get. So, Brother Aaron came on our show, right? And mm-hmm. he sat in with us and got it in with us, right? And shortly after that, his wife came up pregnant. Okay, and so you know, man, Mr. Moody, you. That's
fuck you, Lady J's not getting pregnant.
Mr. Moody talks himself as being the podcast pregnant king, and we're not taking that from him, but we was the one that got Aaron in his situation pregnant over there. So
we are the impregnators.
Yeah, we get to that over here.
We do it as a team, KJ.
As a team, huh?
We do it via the ear hole.
You know what I'm saying? Like here it is, though. Yeah. Mr. Moody is the podcast pregnator. Y'all are the fucking gangbang podcast pregnators. There you go.
I'm glad you understand.
Wait a minute. We're sensual. We're soft about us.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we set you up. We'll send the two ladies at you first to kind of lure you in. And then then the three niggas jump out from behind the motherfucking curtains and shit. And you come up some kind of pregnant. So, we just want to put that out there.
That's illegal, though. It's illegal, though, son. It's illegal. You can't do that.
I'm saying. We just want to put that out there in case people heard the beefs going flying overhead and stuff. Yeah, we're going to settle this real soon. I don't know if we're going to do a breakdance competition or something mm-hmm. to find out who actually made this happen.
That's what's but up.
I know it was no doubt.
Mm-hmm. That's
but what's up. Hey, yes, thank sir. You. Big time, man. Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank y'all for coming
having
on,
man.
Like, definitely.
Like I said, I'm trying to, you know, I'm over here doing this training and everything like that. And, you know, I'm a little bit busy. But once I get back to my station in San Diego, I'll be able to sit down and really, you know, hop on iTunes and really dive into y'all show and chop it up and get with it. You know what I mean? Like, I've only heard two shows so far. But from what I heard, I was like, yo, I got to reach out to them and get something going. So, you know, I'm definitely going to have y'all on again. You know, real soon, hopefully, you know, we can do another show or whatever the case may be. But, you know, definitely going to try to keep y'all up, man, because y'all are good peoples, and I appreciate y'all coming on.
Absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. So I got one more thing to say. I want to shout out Chris Lehman from the Black Is family. He shot me the email. I did a show about lightsabers or wands for the zombie apocalypse. He hit me with a real good email. I appreciate that, brother. We're a little bit similar, but you know how it is. Everything can be taken the wrong way. Like, if you cut yourself wrong with the lightsaber, you're pretty much fucked. Or if you bounce your spell off of a wall, you're also fucked and come back and hit you. Either way, you're fucked. But anyways, old village, we appreciate y'all for listening. You heard In Deep, you heard Big B, the Queen, Drew Baby, and of course the 15 Word Assassin. We thank you for listening. We love you. Have a great night. God bless. Gone.
Go ahead, man. He have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Asked to pull my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. Asked his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wimp. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to diss society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men can be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far, and we got too far, cause on him we've walked. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I feed you dignity to stand with pride, realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell, yeah. Lord. Mr.
Just heard another hot episode from Welcome to the Village. If you want to reach out to us, please do so on Twitter. Lady J is at Loving Chanel. Uncle Red is at Uncle Red. That's UNKLERED. KK is at KJStormFan89. Mr. CEO is Mr. James _ CEO. And I am Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Welcome to the Village Twitter handle. That's at W2TheVillage. You can also contact us by email. That's welcometothevillage@gmail.com. If you would like to, please go to Facebook and like our Facebook page. Search Welcome the number 2 The Village and like our page. Our website is welcometothevillage.com. And if you would like to leave a Google voicemail, which we do love, number is 619-202-1562. Again, we thank you for listening. Good night.